Oh, hi. Is this Richard?
Yes, it is.
Oh, fantastic. Hi, Mr. Williams. It's Paul. I'm calling you back here from Local Splash. I did want to follow up with you. How are things going for you?
Man, everything's going pretty good. I was just, within the last 2 seconds, I was just speaking to my fiance about you, and she was just telling me to just look at the reviews and stuff like that before I just do my research and stuff. Because, like I said, we had already put a lot of money in the marketing. And we,
right. Yeah, so I don't know. I don't know if you had a chance to do that or not. We've been around since 2004, so 18 years of reviews, good, bad, and otherwise. But we have over 500 five-star reviews on Google. Last time I checked, we had like almost 700-800 reviews total.
I just looked at you on your Google, so you're 4.1 out of 5. And most
and that's
five.
Well, yeah, exactly. Most of those reviews are five. That's with 788 reviews, right? Yeah. And, you know, we've been around for a long time. We're Google partners, so we'll definitely be able to take really good care of you. Now, I know we talked about a lot before, a website and everything else included. I'm waiving your setup fee, and I am reducing the rate from $399 to the $199. That's because of the established business credit. I mean, you are already an established business starting in 2016, so moving forward, you'll always see that reduced pricing, you know, because you are an established company. So it is month to month, but your rate will never go up. It's going to stay fixed at that $199, and the website is included as well.
Okay, I think we're going to, what do you think, babe? See, they can't give us no guarantee. They can only just guarantee maybe traffic. But no.
We can guarantee that we get your phone ringing, but we can't guarantee the outcome of those phone calls. That's your job. You answer your phone when it rings. You talk to those people. But, I mean, bottom line is people are going to call you after seeing your website.
Yeah, as long as they call me and they're looking for the service, I know I'm quite sure I can get the
You're very, very skilled on the phone. I know that once you get to talking to people, talking about the services you provide, I mean, you're going to get a lot of phone calls. You'll be able to turn those jobs into work, maybe even be selected with the work that you take.
Gotcha.
Residential and commercial clients going
to
be calling you.
I want to get to that point right there, 'cause I've been doing like big jobs, but they ain't paid much because I'm doing them for people that I know.
So we're going to be able to target kind of a higher end residential client and also commercial clients as well.
That's what I want.
And did you have, I think we mentioned earlier on the other phone call, you do have photos for the website. I know you've got like a domain that we could be using, but you wanted us to go ahead and build a new website for you, right?
Yeah, I got photos.
Okay, that's perfect. So the hosting, maintenance, and updating of the site's included as well. So any new jobs we send your way, just take photos, even videos. We can add that content to your website, and there's no additional cost for that either.
Okay, because that's what I need. My videos don't look professional enough to.
Okay.
I need this extra push, man. And I'm anxious to see how this can, you know, help us move up and scale up a little bit.
You know, I sometimes will say, you know, just give us 1% of your faith and trust and we're going to earn the rest. You know, like I said, we've been around since 2004 for 18 years. So, you know, when we're offering our services at a reduced rate, I mean, we're not even covering our costs in that first month, to be honest with you. We have to keep your phone ringing, kind of earn your business 1 month at a time, keep you a satisfied client for it to make sense for us as well. So we've kind of got skin in the game, too. Your success is our success. And then you're service-based, though, right? You're going out to the customer always. There's not a showroom or brick-and-mortar physical location. There's no address that we are going to be promoting for your business online.
You don't have no address. Everything I do is mobile.
Yeah,
mobile noting services as well.
Oh, really? Okay. I'll put that in the notes too. Yeah, I mean, Google fully expects most service-based businesses, when you're going out to the customer, whether it's a residential or a commercial client, Google fully expects service-based businesses to kind of be run out of the home, run out of the truck, right? I mean, you don't have a showroom. Even if you had an outside office where you did your paperwork, or, you know, a shop where you kept your stuff. You know, if people don't come to see you, Google doesn't want to list the physical street address. They don't want anyone to drive out there and try to knock on your door any more than you would. So you are only going to be listed city and state, not any physical street address, not even a zip code. And then, of course, with the content that we'll create, we're looking at about a 15-mile service radius, right? Roughly.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So we don't just draw a big circle around you. We'll target specific areas within that 15 miles, or maybe even outside that 15-mile radius, where we'll be able to get your phone ringing and get those calls coming directly to you. Now, if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I would do just a couple of things. One, I'd be taking a look at what we call our client interview calendar. That's to schedule the follow-up call with our technician. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call, but we will want to kind of dot the I's and cross the T's. I mean, I know we've got your Facebook page that we can pull information from. We'll want to know things like the hours of operation that you want to be listed for, the forms of payment that you accept, any mission statement if you've got one, tagline, slogan, motto, etc. You know, what's unique about your business? If you want us to brand you as knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing, we'll take care of all of that in a follow-up call. And again, you don't have to be in front of a computer for that particular call. If you don't have any other questions for me, though, at this point, I would also read what's called a voice verification. As Google Premier partners, we are required to do that. It does get recorded through the computer. It does attach to your account as an added form of protection for you. So you know that it is, in fact, a month-to-month service, that we've reduced the cost of that service to the fixed rate of $199, that we have even, in fact, waived the initial one-time setup fee that normally would otherwise attach to that first month. Now, of course, Richard, that voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me, Mr. Williams, at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. I'm actually required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we can move forward from there. Is that fair?
Okay. It is.
All right. And then give me just a quick second here to get that set up. Okay, so it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Mr. Williams, this part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want that to appear online? I have it as Double R Pros, and that's how you want it branded, right?
Yeah, I want to brand it as Double R Pros.
Perfect, and that's how I do have it. And then please state your name and your official title within the business.
Yes, my name is Richard Williams, and I'm the owner.
Okay, and then as the owner of Double R Pros, you are, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business, right?
Right.
Of course. And then it does say, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Like I said, we are aware of the Yelp listing. We're aware of the Facebook page. The reason that we ask is all of the content that we'll be creating for your company. We would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally, or perhaps even more important, is that we'll make sure that all of your business information online is accurate and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, We do ask that you at least let us know, Mr. Williams, that so we can make sure that all information for your business is accurate. Richard, that's fair enough, right?
Yep.
Perfect. We'll do what's called the NAPW audit. Again, it stands for name, address, phone number, and website. We'll make sure that no physical address appears for your business online. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too. But if anything new comes along that you're aware of, it's just a good idea to let us know so that we can make sure that all of that information is accurate. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I'm applying here, the established business rate, bringing it down from $399 down to $199, websites included, setup fees waived, and of course it's month to month, so the next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including any setup fee, will be charged today, the 8th of March, in the very reduced total amount of $199.00. That $199, Richard, is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It's an exact amount too, no taxes, fees, or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there is no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, as well as voice-activated searches like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc. In this case, we'll also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. That website is included, Richard, at no additional cost, which again means we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, included at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 8th of the month and that same exact reduced rate of $199, and once again, that rate will never go up on you. We do offer our services completely at will on a month-to-month basis with no contract whatsoever, which means, of course, that at any time, for any reason, no questions asked, no fees involved, you can discontinue the service altogether. You can also pause the service, whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or pause the service seasonally, you can do so by simply contacting our client support team. Mr. Williams, all that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Richard, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. Williams, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, that does in fact conclude the voice verification. And then Richard, that first payment of just $199, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What does work best for you?
Hold on, let me check. It's Visa.
It's a Visa?
Okay, I think, hold on. Well, I don't have no. What I can do is, you still ain't got nothing on it, huh? Yeah, I'm gonna send it to Wells Fargo.
If you need to change the card on file at a later date, you can do that. If you want to do just a one-time payment on any one particular card, you can always update the information yourself through your client dashboard. You can print out invoices for tax purposes, update billing information, or, of course, you can call us and have us update that information for you.
Okay. One second, I'm gonna try to transfer the funds over right quick. But back to what kind of card this is, it's a Visa.
On that particular card, is it your name, the business name, or both? How does that appear?
Well, this card is my name.
Is it just first and last name, or is there any middle initial on that card?
is a middle initial.
What is the middle initial?
A.
You said A?
Mm-hmm.
A, not H, right?
A is in Apple.
Okay, gotcha. And then you said it was a visa. That should start with a 4. All visas do. When you are ready, if you want to read that 4 digits at a time, I'll repeat it back at the end for accuracy.
Okay, give me 1 second.
Sure.
I'm still trying to send the funds over to the account. Okay, it's 4737.
Okay.
0020.
Yes, sir.
2262.
Okay.
6436.
And then the expiration month and year?
0625.
06 of 2025. And then the last 3 digits on the back of the card?
030.
So I've got 030030 on the back in June or 06 of 2025 for the expiration date. The card itself was at 4737-0020-2262-6436.
Nope. The 0020 is 0200.
Okay. 0200. So they don't let me put any dashes or spaces, and at the end of the day, my eyes get a little bit blurred. Is it 4737? And then was it 0020?
It's 0200.
Ah, not 0020, 0200, just in my typing. Got it. Yep, I just kind of got a little fast with the fingers there. Sometimes the left one hits before the right one when it's not supposed to. 4737-0200-2262-6436.
Correct.
All right, gotcha. What is the billing address of that particular card? Is it in Montgomery, 36111?
36064.
36064. And then what is the actual street address?
It's 10412 Vaughn Road.
Vaughn Road. All right. Perfect. And is that your residence? Do you receive your mail there as well?
Yeah, this is where I can get my mail at.
Okay, perfect. Now, Google's going to want to make sure that you are an active business in the local area. They don't verify post office boxes or personal mailboxes. Those can be rented by someone outside of town, but, you know, of course, they're not going to show that physical address. I've got that as 10412 Vaughn Road. That's actually 36064, correct?
Yeah, it's like Montgomery, it's Pike Road.
Pike Road. Yeah, I noticed that. Pike Road. And that's how it populates on Google. Okay, so in the next minute or so, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number on it. If you've got a pen handy, though, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
I don't have one.
That's okay. You'll get it by email in about a minute. By the way, you can reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. You can email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they'll follow up with you within the following business day. The email address will be on there as well. You'll receive all of that information by way of email in about a minute. You're also going to receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There's going to be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll receive that that link by text message as well, and you may even receive the text message before you receive the email, but when you receive one or the other, please do let me know. I did just want to walk you through a couple of things there real quick. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule the follow-up call with our technician. You don't have to be in front of a computer for that call. We schedule by the hour. The call itself, though, takes about 25, 30 minutes. Let's see. So we'd be looking at tomorrow's calendar. Looks like the earliest we could do is 9 o'clock. At least one spot available for every hour with except 2 o'clock. So did you want something in the morning?
Yeah, 9 o'clock.
Or afternoon? 9 is good? Okay. So it's going to be scheduled from 9 o'clock until 10 o'clock. It's a one-hour window for a call that takes about half that time. And, again, you don't have to be in front of a computer for that particular call. It'll get to you maybe just a few minutes after 9 o'clock, maybe get you off the phone a half hour after that. If I'm available when our client interview technician is ready for that call, then I'll be part of it as well. Just to kind of introduce you to your client interview technician, answer any questions you have before we get you handed over. If I am on a call and I don't get a lot of advance notice, if I am on a call, they'll call you on their own. They will have your account, your file, so they'll take very good care of you. Just in case I'm not available for that call and really for the future security of your account, I did want to quickly set up a security question and answer here. This is for your protection. Anyone who calls us and tells us that they are with RR Pros, even if it's you and we recognize your voice, we're still going to ask you to quickly give us the answer to the security question. And then this is important too. Anyone who calls you and tells you that they are with Local Splash or they're with Google, they need to know both my name, which is Paula Gordon, and they'll also need to know both the security question and the answer. Now, your options for that would be the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Mr. Williams, which of those would you want for your security question?
My first pet's name.
And then what is the answer?
Rambo.
Rambo? Okay. For some reason, I thought Rambo. As soon as you said pet, for some reason, the word Rambo popped into my head.
That movie was that was one of the top movies in around, you know, and I had Rambo.
Rambo's a great dog name for a dog. Is it a dog?
It was a dog, yep.
A dog. Rambo's a good name for a dog, especially a big dog. What kind of dog was it?
When I get the email to let you know.
Yeah, let me know if you got it.
All right, I just got the email, the invoice, the initial invoice.
Perfect. That's the one. You're going to get the welcome email, too, in a minute. I'm glad you haven't already because we need you just to look at the invoice email. If you open it up, it says something like, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We've attached your invoice below. Then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. If you click on the blue click here, it is going to be hyperlinked. It's going to be hyperlinked to the written terms and conditions. Starting with the services that we'll be providing for your business. On the left-hand side, it says Google Business Profile Optimization. Is that right? Is that what you see there?
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. So we are going to, of course, optimize your listing on Google. We'll optimize you on Bing as well. It's only about 1 out of 10 people that are going to choose Bing over Google, but that's still a lot of people. Still, we want you to have those opportunities. The directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. It's almost 70 different directories. The landing page is your website. I don't want to walk you through everything here, but if you scroll all the way down at the bottom, there's a long line that goes all the way across it. Above it, there's a small box that says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card. We do want you to click on that box, and then
what would you say I find that box at again?
At the very bottom of that link, it's going to have a long line that goes across it. Below it, it says signature, and then just above it, there's that small box that says I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the box we need you to click on. And then the longer box below the line, the one with the arrow pointing towards it, that's where you're going to either type in Richard A. Williams or copy and paste it. If you copy and paste it, be careful to not copy a space before or after. If you type it in, it is case sensitive, so R, A, and W are capitalized. There's not a period after the A, just the middle initial A with the space before it and after. But once you've got Richard A. Williams exactly as it appears there, typed into that box, click the confirm signature box. That does, of course, do a couple of things. Of course, it lets us know that you know that it is that fixed flat rate. Of course, it lets us know that you know we've waived your setup fee, that it's month to month. It also will allow us to release the Google PIN card so we can verify that you are an active business in the local area and for us to do the initial NAPW audit. So maybe even before you do the client interview, we'll make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and for us to fix it if it is not. Now, you'll know that you're successful in doing that when it asks you for a username and a password. Just let me know when you see that next screen.
All right, so hit confirm signature, all right.
Correct.
Yeah, it's asking for the username and password.
Okay. You can actually stop right there. The reason that you're seeing that, it's coming from the same dashboard portal that you'll be using for your tracking system, my.localsplash.com. Our automated system thinks both that your tracking system is already active and that you're trying to access it, neither of which is true at this point. We have to do the interview first for us to create the content for there to be something to track. But within the next day or so, you will receive by text and email both a username and a default password that you can use to access your tracking system. You can change that default password if you like. Some people never do. It's totally fine either way. I can give you the username. In fact, I'm going to send you a calendar invite. So at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning, you're going to get a reminder email through our automated system that the call itself is scheduled at 9, and I'm going to send you right now a calendar invite to your email address. The calendar invite is just for your records. You don't have to respond to it, although many people do, and there's no problem if you do. It's going to say Local Splash CIENG, that stands for client interview, to be conducted in English. Then it's got your username, your name, and then your phone number. Your username is really actually your phone number in this case, but the area code's included, but nothing else. No dashes or spaces or parentheses. So the username, it's going to be 334-603-1770. That will be the username for this account. And any correspondence to the support@localsplash.com email, that's the email address for the support department. You can send anything and everything there, but please do just include either your phone number or your username. That way we can easily access that information. Of course, your phone number basically is your username. We can access that information and forward it on to the right department. Like I said, you can send anything there, but when we give you the client interview tomorrow, we'll also give you photos, P-H-O-T-O-S, photos@localsplash.com. If you want, you can email the photos team directly, but like I said, you can send everything to the support email. You are all set and squared away on my end. If I am available in that 9 o'clock hour when our technician is ready for you tomorrow, like I said, I'll be on that call as well. If not, they'll call you directly. Either way, and especially if I don't speak with you tomorrow, I did want to say again, pleasure speaking with you as always. I am looking forward to getting this going for you, getting your phone ringing. Welcome aboard. We're looking forward to earning your business just 1 month at a time.
All right. I appreciate you, man. And we can't wait.
Yeah, we're excited too. Looking forward to getting it going. I do hope I'm available to speak with you briefly tomorrow, but if not, we are going to talk to you in that 9 o'clock hour, and we're looking forward to getting this going. You take care. You guys enjoy the rest of the night. Thank you so much.
All right,
thank you too. Thanks a lot. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right.